Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, the bottom of the bottom of the Amid. Shor Shenogach, Shor Shayroidef Achashor. One Shor was chasing another Shor. V'huzak, and it got genizik. So Reuven Shor is chasing Shimon Shor, and Shimon Shor got hurt. Zeh Oymer Shor Chizik, v'zeh Oymer Loiki ala b'sel aloka. This one says that the Shor was mazik, and this one says no. It got hit by a stone. It was running, and it got hit by a stone.
Right.
So he's claiming that it wasn't my shor that did it. So the Mishnah makes him a chaver al v'raya. The nizik has to bring a raya. He wants to get money from this mazik. He's saying that it's your shor that did it. So then he has to bring a raya to get his money.
According to Rashi, if the person, if the mazik shot, the roidif would be the one that causes him to get hurt, then he would potentially be chayav also on the seller. So it has to be that he did it on his own, right?
That's how they learn Rashi.
Yeah. The reason why he tripped, let's say, was because
he caused this to himself, right. The second shot. That's the point.
Right, that's right. Hayushnayim roidfim acha echad. Two Shem, the three people, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi Shah is being chased. Reuven and Shimon Shah are chasing after this Levi Shah. Zayim Shah Chizik, Zayim Shah Chizik. This one says it was Yosha, and this one says it was Yosha. Shneim Pturim. They're both Patek, because why? Because each one says, they're both being Matchem. So what are they saying? What is each one saying? Zayim Shah Chizik. It's not. You're not saying it wasn't me.
No, they can shift to the other blame.
Right.
The other person.
Why is he talking about the other person? Let him just say it wasn't me.
Okay.
You don't have to blame me, right?
Right. But what you're going to say is the other person. Now you have got to be
good, but that's not the Nakud. The Nakud is that it wasn't me. Why is he talking Shar Chahizik?
No, because it's clear it's one of these two.
It's got
to
be one of
these. Right, but that's not what I'm coming to bed. Right. I'm not coming to snitch on you. I'm coming to say it wasn't me.
Because if he might be partial, maybe he's high 50 or something. He's
50? Huh? Saying it wasn't me. What should
we do? The Mukhi Yosef affirms it because Adam saw a shor being mazik. They just don't know which one.
Yeah, okay.
The term means that Hamitz Mechvel Rai.
Yes, right.
Meaning if you could prove which one, you could get it.
Sure. Im hayu shneim shelish echad, if they were both from one person, shneim chayavim, which means, again, that there weren't three people, there were two shayim chasing one shayim. Is Reuven owns two animals, and Shimon Shah is being chased by both of them. So Shneim Chayavim. So you have to understand what's this lashon Shneim Chayavim. I mean, yeah, they're both Shneim Chayavim. All right, we'll see about that. That's the next case in the Mishnah. But Shneim Chayavim, it's not like Shneim Chayavim. The Yichayev. I mean, that's what it means. Okay, Yichayev because of both. Hayachad gadol veachad katan. One was a bigger shor, and one was.
What happens? The both come; they have to pay for.
We're going to get to it. We just said. We'll see. Hayachad gadol veachad katan. That's the Gemara's case. Mishnah's case. One was big and one was small. So hanizik ha'im gadol hizik. Why does the nizik say that for? Because he wants to get more. Let's say it was a tam chatz nizik, right? So you get megufa, you pay megufa. So he says that the gadol was hizik. Because let's say the Shimon's animal was worth $500, right. And this animal there was one large one and one small one. The small one was worth, let's say, $250. The big one was worth $1,000. So if he gets Chatzi Nezek, he'll get it Migufa. But if he gets it $250, not good. Yeah, but whatever. Let's say $100. If the cotton was $100, that means he's going to lose out a lot of money. So he says, "Hanizik I'm a gadol is it? My mazik I'm a leiki. The cotton is it?" The mazik says, "No, the cotton was mazik." Fine. Another case. Echad tam ve'echad mu'at. One of the shayim that are chasing this Shimon shay, one was a tam, one was a mu'at. Hanizik ha'im a mu'at hizik. The nizik says that it was the mu'at that was mazik. Ma'azik ha'im a loiki. El a tam hizik. Why does he want that the mu'at should be mazik? Again, because over there you pay nezik shal. And he says, loiki el a tam hizik. It's on the chazi nezik. Ha'maitzi mechavei el v'ray. The one that brings the ones that's maitzi.
It's
Which means you always go to the lower one?
Yeah.
No, why? That's why the... That's
I'm going to assume that the small...
Right, and we don't care what the Nizek... We have.
Ultimately, we're going to pass him that the Nizek loses out if he can't prove it.
Right, exactly. So these two cases, I might say, Mechabel, right?
You mean he gets zero? You're saying, or are you going
to... No, he gets from the lower one.
He gets from the lower one, the smaller one. How you and Izakin?
It's an interesting concept, no? Because clearly he's chayiv. It's not like before, maybe I'm not chayiv, maybe I am chayiv. Clearly you're chayiv. And it's a 50-50 chance which one is chayiv. It might be the time, it might be the moon.
Right.
So why do I still say, it's more so than, we know for sure he's chayiv. In a regular case, when somebody's trying to be tevei from somebody, maybe yeah, maybe not.
Why should it be different?
And I'm just saying.
We always seem like we have a leniency on somebody who did something, right?
Yeah, well, it's a little more of a reason that, but at the end of the day, this amount, this extra amount is a mitzvah mechavei. This extra 50% is a mitzvah mechavei.
He's not a nidin of his chayav potter. We know he's chayav.
No,
so why? So I think
mitzvah mechavei is every dollar.
To Moshe's point, so why do we paskin that way? Why do we paskin always the lower side on the...
Because that's the halacha. Mitzvah mechavei elvira. You're coming to be mitzvah for me, you have to bring your right. You're coming to get from me, you're trying to take from me. You're the one that's asking me for money.
The burden proof is on you, in other words.
That's it, exactly. Because I'm muxi.
If not, you'll still get something if you can't prove it.
You'll get 50%, but you're not going to get that. Hayu anizakim shnayim. There were two nizakim. Echad gadol ve'echad katan. V'hamazikin shnayim. Echad gadol ve'echad katan. So two shayim, Reuven had two, and Shimon had two. One was big, and each one had one big one and one small one. So the Nizik I mean Gadol Hizik as a Gadol, the Katan as a Katan. The Nizik says that the bigger one hurt the bigger one, like this, I'll be able to get from him this big amount, the Katan as a Katan. And the Katan was Mazik the Katan.
How many people here? There's four people or two people?
Two people
in this point. Four.
That's
four
next.
Yeah.
Right. The Mazik I met, no. The Mazik I'm a Loki. El a Katan as a Gadol, the Gadol as a Katan. The Mazik says no. The cotton was mazik the gadol. So even though that the chatzi nezek is a lot, you're not going to be able to get it out of me because the cotton is worth much less than the chatzi nezek of the gadol. So therefore he gains. The mazik says, no, I don't want to give you the whole chatzi nezek. Let's say someone is discussing a tam. I don't want to give you the whole chatzi nezek because like this, I'll be potter
from part of it,
right? And the gadol is the cotton, the big one. Hit the cotton.
And he's asking him to give away more.
Well, yeah. He's not going to gain anyway. Or, Echad Tam ve'Echad Mu'it. HaNizik Ayim Mu'id Hizik Es HaGadol. The Nizik wants to get the whole payment of the big one. So he says the Mu'id was Mazik the Gadol. The Tam is a cotton. And the Tam was Mazik the cotton. Okay, it's only a $100 animal. My loss is only $50. But on the $250 animal, I don't want to just get half the payment. Now, Mazik Ayim Alayki, the Tam is a Gadol, the Mu'id is a cotton. So we say in all these cases, so all the cases of the Mishnah, we say, I made some mechavei all the right. So now obviously, we have a point, Mashi, the Pshat is, why is the Mishnah saying so many different cases? So the answer is, because like the first case in the Mishnah, it makes a lot of sense, I made some mechavei all the right, you have no tefillah on me at all. You don't know my shay was mazik. Okay? So but then we say, I made some mechavei all the right. But once you know already that your shay was mazik, maybe I got my hands in your pocket, so we say, maybe not. Maybe over there you'll say that, no, now already I'm here. I'm staying here. I'm not leaving till you. I became like somewhat of a muxik in your money already. Kamash on the mission. No,
there's not enough community. We'll split it.
Oh, we'll see what's splitting. Or maybe I'm right. Maybe I see that I'm already a man the amah here. So maybe if I can. Yeah. Okay. We'll see that. But like upon him, whatever zazain that could be to have him. But I'm saying the mission is coming to say that no, all the cases are made to mechabel v'ra.
But you didn't give the end ones. The end cases is the other svaras, because most likely the gadol did the gadol. Because how much a kohen's not going to attack a gadol.
Okay.
Still, you got to prove it though.
That's what that's, I know, that's
but
no,
but you're
saying a chiddush. Yeah.
No, I understand. I understand. You're saying.
Well, the chiddush would be machzor kohen. I mean, if he's a machzor, he's not a machzor. That's how I started off that way. Saying whether or not you have a svara, that's more likely than that. Whoever's a muhsik, I'm saying. It doesn't make him what the
svara
is.
There's one shayla here that the rishonim are busy with is there's a klal in shas, maida b'miksas atayin yishava. You know what that means?
But why is he made over here?
Because I'm being made that, oh, it's my shirt, it's obvious, something.
But the tefillah is not a good tefillah. So the
well, let's not say what made makes the tiny shavim means. That means, if I come to you and say, Moshe, you owe me $100. And you say, no, I owe you $50. You know what the halacha is? You have to give me the 50, plus you swear that you don't owe me the other 50. Because
yes.
once you agree to part, Maida b'miktas, once you agree to part, you shava, you have to swear. Because normally, I come and say, I owe you $100. You say, no. Okay, nothing. Right. I go.
Rabbi Mazda mentioned at the beginning of the mission that somebody said that there were Edom that did it already. So that we know. So maybe it's not the Mazik is not being made. But Edom that are saying that. Potentially.
Well, he's saying it's a different animal.
Did
Edom
at this?
No, the Mishnah says the Mazik Zaymer. So he's saying. And it's made that the mixes.
We're going in the other cases, not that case.
Yeah, but since that,
we're going in the other cases. All the cases, Echad Gadol, Echad Katan, all that.
Yeah, but then he's not made the mixes because he's telling it's a different animal.
Right. No, Yaakov said the right answer.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm made it to $50.
Right.
I'm not. Well, you're coming to me and saying the Gadol, Katan. No, I say no. Nothing happened. You're wrong.
Right. I'm not made to mixes. I'm made it entirely.
Right. So one second, by Halva, what does it mean?
So I'm giving some validity to the.
It's the same money. And you asked me for $100 on Tuesday. I lent you Tuesday a month ago. I lent you $100. I say no. Tuesday a month ago, I gave you $50. Right. Fine. When the same story, same money, just 50 and 100. Here it's not 50 and 100. That's actually going to be the payment. That's not the story. You're coming to me telling me it's not that you're asking me for $50. You're telling me your big animal hit my big animal.
Which I'm
say
denying
no.
entirely.
No, right. And I'm denying that entirely. I'm saying whole different story. It means let's say maybe mixes a taina is let's say you come to me and you say that you lent me on Tuesday $100. And I say, 2 years ago on Wednesday, whatever, I lent you $50. That's not Maida Mixes. Maida Mixes is the same story, same money.
Right.
Over here, there's no shakas. Yeah.
You have another text here with Taylor.
Okay. You know the whole Bar Metzia.
What?
You know the whole Bar Metzia.
Yeah. So this does the rub, seems like.
No.
But this Taylor.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So therefore, that's why it's not Maida Mixes, but that's a very... This is a very excited sugi and shas. When you get when you finish, this is a big excited set. Amar Abchiya Bayaba. Abchiya Bayaba said, "Zoy say meres." This is what we said. Chalukim alav chaveya al sumchas. The friends argue on sumchas. What does sumchas say? The amar momen amut besafik chalukim. Sumchas says that momen which are in a safik you split. Which means, in normal case, we'll see sumchas later on. But in a case that you have that two people are fighting, it's a suffix, we split it. And over here we see in our Mishnah, it's a mechavei of a raya, that we don't split it, that the nizik has to bring a raya to what he's saying.
Is that why Shlomo Melech said split the baby?
No, that was a prince, yeah. So the sumchas holds always, you don't say that I get, the nizik has to bring the whole raya, and the nizik gets nothing till he brings a raya. No, mamen amut b'safi chal.
So sumchas is chaylik on the whole concept of how much a mechavei of a raya?
What?
Tomorrow we'll talk about when the
audience.
Which way they're going to split? Which way they're going to split?
50-50. No, that's the first case. The first case in the mission. You say. So now, I mean, obviously, sometimes doesn't just mean that. Okay, I come to you. Okay, you owe me $1 million. Please give me right now. And you say no. Okay, give me $500,000. That's not the case, right?
Right.
It has to be that there's something going on here. It's not just I walk over. Okay, not everything makes a suffix. It's a good distaste of that. But like upon him. That's Pasha, that has to be that there's a tviya to the suffix, it's not stam.
Well, aren't all these cases with Edom? I don't recognize the talk about Edom, but I'm saying you can't just go to somebody and...
Okay, but the Edom don't know anything. Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I didn't say you can't just go to someone. Yeah. Omer Abba Bamamel Abchiyah Bayabba. Bamamel told Abchiyah Bayabba, Omer Sumchis Afilu Bari Bari. Did he say it even by Bari Bari? When they're both tining Bari? Right? Omer Loi In. He said Bari means... for sure, not a suffer. You come and say for sure, my shah is your shah. You say for sure that. So it's some chesed over there also. Chalkin, I'm alay in some chesed over there also.
Why wouldn't we say that's a classic case? Each one, it's mom. That's the classic case. Each one says you're 100%. I'm 100%.
So let's see, because we'll see why.
So maybe some chesed doesn't go that.
Yeah. When the mazik zicha bari that together with the muchzik not when it's a shama. Together with the Muxik will say it. But Stam, if I'm a Bari together with that, so he wouldn't say it that Chalk. Amalai in. Amas sumches. Sumches said it. I feel a bari bari. So the Gemara. Umamai the masnisim be bari bari. How do I know? The Mishnah is be bari bari. The Kani zayim a shaykh ezik. V'zayim alayki. So our Mishnah is mavura. That is discussing a case of bari bari. The first case of the Mishnah. I came and said, your show is mazik ma'asha. And I say, no. So that's a case of bari bari. Our Mishnah says, I'm etzim echad v'raya. Sumchis goes and argues on that case of our Mishnah and says, no, that chalkin. So Sumchis obviously is discussing a case of, and our case in the Mishnah is a bari bari. Each one is saying for sure. And that's where Sumchis says, Zalacha, that not like the Mishnah of etzim echad v'raya, just he says, amam amad b'saf echalkin. So I'm asking, like, Papa, midereisha bari bari, say for nami bari bari. If the first case of the Mishnah again was talking about that the Nizik says it's your shah that was mazik, and the mazik says no, it was the rak that did it, not my shah. So and that took my bari bari sefer. All the cases in the sefer is also nami bari bari. It's also discussing that each one is saying for sure they know, not that just I'm saying maybe. They're saying for sure. So let's see. Amos sefer. Hayechad gadol echad katan. One was a big shah, one was a small shah. Nizik I'm a gadol hizik. The Nizik says that the Gazal Hizik or Mazik I'm a Laiki Alakat Nizik. The Mazik says that it was the small one that was Gnizik. Echotam. Another case was Echotam Vechot Mu'ud. One was a Tam and one was a Mu'ud Nizik. I'm a Mu'ud Hizik and Mazik I'm a Laiki Alatam Hizik. And that we ended up saying in the Mishnah, Maitse Mechabel the Raya. Hallo Maitse Raya. But if he doesn't take a Raya, if the Nizik doesn't have a Raya, Shakul Kadama Mazik. He ends up taking like the Mazik said. Right? So again, if it's only if he brought a raya, then he'll take like he said. But if he doesn't have a raya, he'll take like the mazik said, and he'll take for the cotton, for how much the cotton was, the low end, or the tam. He'll take kedama mazik. Name it after the yufta of Rambam ben Nosson. Isn't this a yufta on Rambam ben Nosson? The amam tarnu bechitim v'haydu lebisayim patim. The case is, I come to you and tell you that you owe me wheat. And I say, you come to me and tell me, I owe you wheat. And I tell you, no, I owe you barley. I don't owe you wheat. What's the halacha? So do I owe you barley or don't owe you barley? Wheat, I don't owe you because you're not proving me anything. But I say that I owe you barley. Do I owe barley or not?
Yeah,
well, so Rambam doesn't say you're pata. Because it's like mechila. Since I'm part of him everything. Because obviously you didn't ask me for barley, you asked me for wheat. I told you that I don't owe you wheat. I was the one that told you I owe you barley. You wanted to ask me for barley.
Yeah, but if I'm telling you I owe you something, I'm minded that I owe you something.
So what? But you're Michael.
So you're Michael, but he's not Michael.
He is Michael. So the fact that he only asked you for that, obviously that's who's Michael.
So if someone says you owe me $100, I say, no, I owe you 50.
No, that's included. No, 50 yeah, is included in 100.
So why is that not
why is that different?
Because this is not money, this is what I owe you for.
What's the difference? But the Sharm is the type of the thing that I owe you.
No.
We're arguing over the amount.
No, we're arguing what you owe me, what was the halva.
Because you're saying, agreeing that one was money and one was two different things.
Two different things, yeah. His, I come to you and I tell you, I owe you a toaster. And I tell you, they owe me...
We're both moited that somebody got hurt and it's the mazik's fault. Both of us are moited right from the get-go. But Oirim and maybe there's no halva b'chlal. I'm volunteering a new halva. Here, everybody's... We're both in agreement that somebody did it.
No, so you're looking out of geld. But you're looking money is money, get out of here. But we have to know the story. You're telling me...
You're taking me gufo. So which gufo?
Why would you assume it's Michael?
I understand. But you're telling me that you want to bring it right.
Yeah, sure. Why would...
That I should lose
when you
out.
Come to someone, you give them the whole list. You don't just say, okay, this and that. You come to them and tell them what you owe me. So the fact that you're telling me I owe you wheat and I tell you no, I owe you barley.
Yeah. Then you could always have it. Nobody will ever pay back.
Wait a minute, Marshall.
So if somebody comes over to me and says they owe me wheat, barley, and I'm wheat, and I'll tell them, okay, I don't want to pay him, so I'll say I owe you barley.
Well,
that'll always be my way of having to pay.
Yeah, you could do that. You could just say, I don't know you either, right? I mean, I always do everything.
No,
we're talking about normal
management. But then you have a problem.
Why?
Now, if I say that, I'm not going to be popped
in. Normally, you write in the star. Normally, you write in the star what you got from this guy.
Right. You so walk he has a star.
No, I'm just saying. Guys are going to walk over
to
the world's not closing up.
So, in effect, he's saying, no, you don't owe me barley. By saying you owe me wheat.
Right, but he's just saying you owe me meat.
What's the reason? Why are you potter? What's the reason why?
Because you were Michael.
Who the
Tevea was Michael on the
because he didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
Isn't this funny?
Sounds funny.
I know. Not everything is made in mixes.
It was like yesterday. Someone denied something. entirely. At the end of you, everyone's put your foot down.
No one's going to. No one's going to say,
I understand what you're saying.
No, but he's made it.
He's saying it doesn't look so bad.
How could he get his feet out of me? But I'm sitting there like,
I'm trying to help him.
Yeah, but that's not called Maida Mixas. Maida Mixas means on the Taina itself. But he's saying, Yaakov's saying good, right? Using the Svar, right? You're asking that the reason why Maida Mixas is the reason why. Why is a guy going to be Maida Mixas and not just deny everything?
Ishtamute.
Who?
Ishtamute. That's the Gemara says.
Ishtamute, yeah. Right, I'm saying, so over here, I mean, like the guy just like doesn't want to, you know, he knows that he borrowed something, he's just going to throw something, but really, it doesn't matter. This is what Rabbi Nassan holds. Rabbi Nassan holds that Tana Bechitin V'haidle B'sayim is Pati. That's what he holds.
We don't pass in this way, do we?
Why not? Why are you so like... Yeah, maybe we do.
Tana Bechitin, he came to him only with one request. He came for this item.
And
he, so by default, he was moid on the other one. That's the Svara. Why is that the same thing by us? He came to him and he said, this shah was mazik, this shah. He's not by extension saying that the other shah wasn't mazik me. If it wasn't this shah, behechrich, it has to be the other one.
That's Mechila. I have a question.
It's not Mechila because by Soerim you never mentioned the other one. Here it's in front of us.
I know, but I said a different story. I am totally denying your story.
This is what Rabbi Ben Arsene holds.
No, the Mazik's totally denying the Nizik story. Oh, every case. He's completely denying it.
Yeah, but in this case.
He's saying, you told me this shah. You're better off by saying, I don't know, this is what happened. I know that you had two, I had one, I had two, and my two, your two hurt mine, I don't know which one.
I'll
be better off. I'll be here, he's telling you, no, this is what happened. The Mazik says, but Bari, that's what we're discussing now. This is what happened. The Shah, God,
by saying Bari, he boxed himself out.
Right, it was worse by saying Bari.
If you're sitting in front of him.
That's why you need a tie-in. No, I'm serious. Because if you would know that, to you this makes no logic. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So tie-in helps you out.
Yeah, but if you use the tie, you're going to lie for you.
No, I'm just trying to say is that...
No, but these two cases between the shore and the
Gemara says the worst job is being
a tie. The opposite person who's...
Make good money.
Meaning, when he says he's being white on Tzayim, so therefore, that makes that the Mazik was my fault. That's how it's livable. But in our case, by the shore, the mazik is the one who's being by saying the cotton was mazik, he's being moited that there was he's not being moited because he's being moited that there was hazard.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't over here. He was moited that there was hazard.
No, that was only that was the I'm saying that was the.
That was the other guy. I said it was hazard, and I'm not mechiv to pay.
Because the Nizik over here said that
the Nizik said one story, and the Mazik saying I do owe you a different story, and obviously you didn't ask me for it that much. So it was like,
yeah, you can follow the logic of the path they go. It doesn't matter.
Now I thought what you were timing was more the fact that I'm coming to Bezin and I'm saying that I'm not Michael. You ask me a second later, I'll tell you I wasn't Michael. Just wait a minute. I'll first ask you on time. Take it easy. Right, I mean,
in our case, or
both cases. Our case, not really.
It's our case. No, it's Mashma that way. He's only coming with one tefillah.
Well, give me time. I'm going to come with everything. You guys, let me go easy.
Pull out your shtah. What if you pull out a shtah later? You still
shtah anyways.
Yeah, but the case of Gadol cotton and the four.
Over there, you don't have that.
So then he's mining the info of both.
Okay. So let's see. Anyways,
this would be more towards a Tom and a Muad, I would think.
Okay, yeah. Okay, it's a big kid. So yeah, the two cases that we just read. So we're saying that if the ratio was to my bari, the same is also to my bari, and it comes out that you mechayiv to pay. Well, how much you mechayiv to pay? 50%. Whatever the mazik says, that's what you mechayiv to pay. So like the Muad, it's not like Rabbi Nassim, because Rabbi Nassim said Tanu Chita Vayda B'Sayin is Pat. Like the Muad, Elam B'Bari V'Shem. The Ka'amah. Oh, it's talking about a case of Bari V'Shem. So it's not one is saying positive and the other one saying positive. One is saying positive and the other one is saying maybe. So the Gemara, the Kama Bari, Ma'am, the Kama Shema, Ma'am.
Maybe Mitzvahelar means now that you open your mouth, you're getting nothing. It's the same difficulty that we have understanding the Svar that by Hoyde Lachit Mitzvahim, same thing over here. Mitzvahelar, now you're not getting anything.
Who's not? What do you mean? Oh, I shouldn't get anything.
Yeah.
That's what, and the Mitzvah we see in the Mishnah.
How do you know? It's only a Diyuk that we're saying this.
No, Mitzvah Rabbi means in the Mishnah that... Oh, no, Mitzvah Rabbi means that you have to be right to get more.
If you
want to
get the higher amount, so maybe it means you don't get anything.
Oh, no, there's a...
It's so hard.
Say Pata.
No, that's
Tashas Kata. Pashas would say Pata. That's what would mean with that. Rabbi Nassim said you Pata. didn't say Metzmecha Valeraya. It says Pater.
Metzmecha means that it includes something.
Yeah, okay. So Bekitzer. Yeah, okay. It's a good mood today. So Gemara, Elav Bari V'Shema. So obviously the Mishnah is not discussing Bari. Bari is discussing Bari V'Shema. So Gemara, Dekama Bari Man, Dekama Shema Man. Who's saying Bari? Who's saying Shema? Who's saying for sure? Who's saying maybe? Ine me Dekama Nizik Bari, Dekama Mazik Shema. The Nizik saying Bari and the Mazik saying Shema. The Nizik comes in for sure. You're the bigger shah hit the bigger shah, the smaller shah hit the smaller shah. Dekama Mazik and then the Mazik answers to him, maybe, I don't know. Akati Leimetavadiyuv to Abraham Nassan. Still, it's a Tiyufta of Rabbi Anasin. Why is it still a Tiyufta of Rabbi Anasin?
Because
he
said Bari, and it's because, nothing.
Right? He's coming and saying that, no.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah, maybe no.
He said perhaps. He's not admitting either way. He's not saying anything. He's not saying like, I owe you wheat and the smaller one is this one. I owe you barley. He's just saying, I have no idea.
Yeah. Exactly. Gemara, Ella the Kama, Nizik, Shema, the Kama, Mazik, Bari. The Nizik says Shema, maybe Yoshar did it, maybe the Gadol to the Gadol, maybe that. And the Mazik says Bari. The Seifa, Nizik, Shema, Mazik, Bari. So if in the Seifa we're discussing, 1 second, so why is that good?
Because the Mazik is admitting something wrong.
So therefore, since the Mazik is Bari, so therefore that's why the Mazik is going to pay Rabbi Nassim says Pata in the case of Tanah Lebekidim by the Messiah. But over here, he'll have to pay. Right.
So it's a refutation as well.
Right. So therefore, it would go with Rabbi Nassim. But then, Reisha, the first case in the Mishnah is Nami Nizik Shema Mazik Bari, is also discussing a case that the Nizik is Shema. And the Mazik is Bari. What's the first case in the Mishnah? The Nizik says, maybe it's the rock, maybe it's my animal that killed the animal. And the Mazik is Bari, that it's for sure the rock. And over here, even Sumchis is going to say, Chalkin? Right? We started off the Gemara, Chia by Abba said, Chalukin al Chaveh al Sumchis, and over here say Chalkin. So it's over here also he's going to say Chalkin? It can't be. Right, again, you walk in and say maybe it was Iraq and maybe it was the shah that killed the Nizik walks in, maybe it was Iraq, maybe it was the shah. The Mazik says, no, it was definitely the Iraq. And we say Chalkim, some could say Chalkim. How can he say that? Then my look. Say for Nizik Shema.
The Mazik should be entirely public.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Yeah, how could someone say? A little different. How could he come and say?
Say split it. You would say just split it.
Rather not. That's what he's saying. It can't be that Sumchus should argue on that. The Mishnah says that he argues on that. The Mishnah says Sumchus. The Gemara says Sumchus argues on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a Meitzemecha Alvaraya, and Sumchus says no, you split. So in the other cases, it makes sense you split because there was a story. One was a time. One was a mood. There was a story there. So we split it. But over here, oh, it makes sense. Meitzemecha Alvaraya makes sense. But over here, the Reisha is. We're saying that Sumchus argues on the Reisha is talking about a case of the Nizik says Shema, the Mazik says Vaday.
Why can't I
Vaday
say that?
Didn't happen over there. Sumchus is going to say we split it.
Why not?
Why would the Nizik have any saying?
Neither one of us really know. Deep down, it's a suffix.
He's saying Bari. He knows.
No,
he's
right, I'm saying, but we know that neither one of them know.
No.
It's no, a classic case of Machloikas.
No, so if he's coming and saying maybe. Yeah, so he's the maybe comes in, oh, maybe this, maybe that. Okay. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Maybe not, maybe not. I mean, well, maybe yeah, maybe no. I mean, the guy walks in with a maybe. Now, there is such tire that Shem is Echatayna. It has to be that. That's a lot of weight to that. But Akapanim, so the Gemara is saying that L'chayra, so it can't be that the whole Mishnah is talking about this case. So the Gemara is like, Seifa, Nizik, Shem, or Mazik, Bari. The Seifa is the Nizik, Shem, and the Mazik, the Bari. Reisha, Nizik, Bari, or Mazik, Shem. The Reisha is the opposite case. That the Nizik is a Bari, and the Mazik is a Shem. Therefore, in such a case, Sumchus says Chalkim. Zok the Gemara.
Why is the demo mustabit to say Chalkim?
Oh well, the Nizik's coming in saying Vada and the Mazik saying Shema. So what? The Mazik saying, oh maybe it was the rock. The Mazik came with
why,
a new time.
Why not talk about Rabbi
what?
The Nizik in the bar, the Nizik bar Mazik Shema. That's not connected out of
Rabbi Nosson. No, Rabbi Nosson was only talking about Tanu Chitim Vada B'Sayim. That was only the safest cases. I said this is the. Here, there's no Haider.
What's going to have come into the two cases? Why would one case be more mustabert to say Chalkin over the other?
Because when the Nizik's not coming with a Vadai, It's very not mustava that Simcha just says, okay, we split it. The Nizik comes and says, maybe.
Why?
Maybe
that means
only money.
We already have the view in our minds of Mamma Namakabusavich. No, of Hamaitz Mechel. Right, take that away, because Simcha doesn't agree to that. Take away the concept that the Hamaitz Mechel of Arai, and then it makes equal sense for both. Mazik or Nizik, it's exactly the same.
No, but Simcha could agree to Hamaitz Mechel of Arai, but it depends where. Simcha says, when you come with a Taina, we say split. But when you come, maybe is nothing.
In order for us to view Simchas, we have to take away Hamitzvah away and look at this. Each one of them is a Savak. What's the difference if there's a Mazik or an Izik?
We don't completely take away Hamitzvah away. Everyone agrees that if you come in and just say out of no place, maybe you owe me something, but we don't
but
just say
there's some validity to both. There's
not
something.
Really. If the Nizik just walks in, maybe, and the Mazik comes
also, we see it happened.
We see that the Shai was hurt. We have absolutely no reason to say that this Shai did it. We could totally say the rock did it. And now you come and say, no, that this is what happened. Prove it, something. Come in and maybe nothing.
He was locked up.
The Mamu was saying, no shaykhus, yeah. I'm not doing this.
He was locked up, he wasn't even around.
Zakhti Gemara, and the Chalami says, safe is to him and Nizik Shem and Mazik Bari. And the Reish is to him and Nizik Bari and Mazik Shem. Fakhti Gemara, Valei Dam, Reish is safe. So it comes out that the Reish is talking about one case and the safe is talking about another case. It's not similar at all. To say one was a bari, one was a shema, that's one thing. Bibal, that's one thing. So we could say the Reisha was talking about the Nizik was a bari, the Mazik was a shema. The Sefer could be talking about that the Nizik was a shema, the Mazik was a bari. Fine, that makes sense. Bari, a bari, shema, bari, 3 million in it. To say that one case in the Mishnah, they were both bari, and one case in the Mishnah, one was a bari, one was a shema, that's two different things. If we're saying there's both, there's each case, there's one a bari, one a shema. So it makes sense that we'll say the bari and the shema were one case. Was the nizik was a bari, and the mazik was a shema. The other case, the mazik was a bari, and the nizik was a shema. But to make that both cases, one was a bari, and the other one was a bari, and the other case was one was a bari, one was a shema, that we don't do. So Mela, the Mishnah stems very well with, it makes sense with Simchas also, that you could say that once one was bari, one was a shema. If the ratio was, the nizik was a bari, and the sefer was that the mazik was a bari, and that makes sense. That you could switch.